what the U.S. won't do to help Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House drawing a line during today's press briefing. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants NATO to establish a no-fly zone over his country, a step White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is not considering.
The president has been very clear that he is not intending to send U.S. troops to fight a war with Russia.
Psaki says establishing a no-fly zone would essentially risk an open conflict.
And potentially a war with Russia, which is something we are not planning to be a part of.
The U.S. is providing an additional $350 million in military assistance to Ukraine. That equipment is expected to arrive in a couple of days. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. U.S. officials also trying to de-escalate nuclear talk from Russia.
A senior U.S. defense official told us just moments ago that the U.S. and NATO allies are still analyzing and reviewing Putin's announcement that he has put those nuclear weapons on high alert.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon, though the official also says there hasn't been any muscle movement behind it. Russian forces keep attacking multiple Ukrainian cities. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in Lviv.
We heard air raid sirens about 30 minutes before a curfew in this university town. We're now hearing police cars drive around telling people to get off the streets to clear the area. No sign of any Russian fighter jets or strategic bombers. No sign of any missiles.
Satellite photos show a convoy of Russian forces miles long getting closer to the capital, Kyiv. The UN says a 500,000 Ukrainian refugees have already fled the country. The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court says he'll open a probe of possible war crimes in Ukraine. The U.S. expels 12 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying. Meantime, cyber attacks hitting Ukrainian embassies around the world and Russian media outlets. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Former President Donald Trump will continue the fight over testimony in a civil probe of his business practices. He and his two eldest children filing the paperwork for an appeal, arguing the decision requiring them to answer questions under oath violates their constitutional rights because the answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. GoFundMe rolls out a new hub dedicated to humanitarian fundraising for Ukraine.
Fundraisers listed include those for specific families in Ukraine and for the charity Save the Children. Each has been vetted by GoFundMe's global trust and safety team. In a blog post, reps say they'll continue to add verified fundraisers to it as more become available, adding, "We are constantly inspired by the kindness of our community. Together, we can support those impacted by the crisis in Ukraine." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Russian soccer clubs are now being punished over the invasion.
The governing bodies of world and European soccer, FIFA and UEFA, say they, quote, have today decided together that all Russian teams, whether national representative teams or club teams, shall be suspended from participation in both FIFA and UEFA competitions until further notice. The statement in part also reads, "Football is fully united here and in full solidarity with all the people affected in Ukraine. Both presidents of FIFA and UEFA hope that the situation in Ukraine will improve significantly and rapidly so that football again can be a vector for unity and peace amongst people."
Fox's Jared Max. Earlier today, the International Olympic Committee said all athletes from Russia and Belarus for its support of the invasion should be excluded from international sports competitions. The clock's ticking for Major League Baseball on the 89th day of the owners' lockout of players. The owners have said tonight's the deadline for a deal to be able to start the regular season on time and with a full schedule. The two sides, though, said to be still far apart on key issues. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.